This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's Oscar week, and here we go to the movies.
There's some things you should wish for. Some things you shouldn't. That's what my little brother Frankie told me. He told me I only had 3 wishes. And I looked in his eyes. And I don't know why I believed him.
The child voice narration, the washed out light, the opening shot that wanders as though it doesn't want to frame anything. The first moments of In America are so modest, it barely starts at all. But the film has 3 Oscar nominations for Best Actress and Supporting Actor, and for Best Original Screenplay. It's the semi-true story of Irish director and writer Jim Sheridan bringing his family to this country more than 20 years ago. In co-writing the film with his 2 daughters, he says he found them taking over the story, as do the 2 young actresses who portray them, Sarah Bolger, age 10, when In America was shot, and her sister Emma, who was 6. How did you get those performances out of those kids?
Well, I think what it was I just allowed them to play, you know. It was by keeping things light on the set, really, I suppose. But they were genius actors, and sometimes Emma did things and I thought she was over the top, and I would say, you know, Emma, I think you should take it down. She'd say, do you think so, Jim? And I'd be, yeah. But when I'd go to the edit, and she'd turn out to be right. She cast it, actually. She insisted that I cast her sister. And her sister told me to stop cursing on the first day of shooting. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to stop cursing. I said, I don't think that will happen. I don't want to lie to you kids. So I said to them they could say action and cut, and that's how we did the film. So maybe that helped, that they felt like totally in control.
In the film, the characters are newly arrived in New York and struggling to regain control after the death of the youngest child in the family, Frankie. He's named after Jim Sheridan's real younger brother, who did die when they were kids. It's difficult, he says, a movie that's actually about his own family.
It's like that for me with, you know, even getting my kids to write the script, they just eliminated my character, you know. So it's like, okay, I'm gone now. They rubbed me out, and it's about them. And I saw how much they had to suffer through coming to America, you know. And in a way, although there's a little bit of vulnerability when you write a story, I'm probably not aware of that, you know. I'm probably not aware of it, but I am aware of the sacrifices that they made, and that should be recorded.
They don't actually write him out. The film just gradually gets less about him and more about them. But anyway, this director is used to collaborating and working with others. Decades ago, he ran a theater in Dublin. When the city was bursting with new voices, he put a lot of them on the stage. He helped a 16-year-old kid whose band needed somewhere to play. That kid became Bono. The band was U2.
Let's read the trees and their autumn leaves.
Bono and the director are still friends, still working together. This song concludes the movie. Bono is the co-writer. And when Jim Sheridan came to Day to Day's studios for our interview, he brought along his singer pal.
Beneath the shadows of a winter sun.
He could write that song, Bono said, because he knew Jim Sheridan's family story long before the film.
We're mates as well as colleagues here. There's a whole community of us in Dublin, artists and painters and writers and filmmakers, and we all hang out in each other's hair and shout and whisper into each other's ears over, you know, the din and clatter of glasses and babies crying and drink spilt. And so I've heard the story a long time before I got to see the early cuts. Jim wasn't even sure about a song. It was Gavin Friday and Maurice Caesar who'd done the score that said they felt it needed some sort of resolve. And we found a way where we used the main theme. That's the key to this song, is it comes out of the main theme of the score. And so that's why it doesn't feel like an add-on. What's striking about your film is that the dignity of working people in New York, as it happens in this case, in Manhattan, and their generosity in getting out of the way of an Irish family that arrives. It's an amazing portrait of America right now, at a time when people around the world are cynical about the United States.
They don't like the United States in a lot of places.
This is a beautiful portrait. I mean, there's the bureaucracy some people are banging their heads against. I mean, I've read reviews in Europe that have been critical of the film for that very reason, which is mad. Like
because when you watch this film, I mean, you just kind of deeply connect with, this is what I love about America.
That's it. And it's both of our experiences. Jim had poverty to deal with in America and overcame it, but his experience is one of great joy, and you know, he's in love with America, and the same for me. I didn't have that moment of poverty, because I didn't have a family when I arrived. You know, as a kid, 19, you know, we were in our band, and it was just wow. And it didn't matter that we had no money. We just felt rich walking around the place.
Here they were, Irish mates, talking past me and to each other. A recording studio feels enough like normal space for both of them. I noticed Bono watching his friend as he talked, but Jim Sheridan's gaze seemed focused somewhere else, long ago maybe, when he was broke, living in New York, trying to find himself as a writer and filmmaker.
I got simpler. I got more direct. And, you know, it's a great line of Einstein's. He said, when I'm asking simple questions and getting simple answers, I'm talking to God. And there is something about that. That simplicity is the really difficult thing to get. So you have a situation where in the art form that is cinema, it is based to a large extent on the American cinema, which is based on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the feeling that everybody can be an individual. Now, that's worth expressing. That's one great side of the American project. And the other side of it is that all the European cultures in cinema keep getting battered by the power of the market. So there's a negative and a positive.
In the film, the two girls do begin to change, performing at school recitals, learning to be American kids.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now.
And America has been amazing to the Irish, you know, and so what will happen is, hopefully, is that the melting pot that is America, you know, that is the Irish in America, which was JFK, which was city-based, which was America as non-isolationist. Well, that's what we want to celebrate, I think.
Jim Sheridan, director of In America, Bono, songwriter for In America, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's an extended version of our interview with Bono and the director, Jim Sheridan, at our website, npr.org. You'll get pictures there, too. In America is nominated for 3 Oscars to be awarded Sunday night.
Before it's too late.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.